Okay, let's get away from politics now. I spent last weekend in Southern California at the Coachella Music Festival, which was a lot of fun. It enters its second weekend today and features some big names in music, including Tame Impala, Childish Gambino, and Ariana Grande. But this year, as Marisol Medina Cadena tells us, it also features what may be the first band from the actual city of Coachella.
Through a thick cloud of machine-made smoke, I see four dudes on stage. They are Ocho Ojos. And this is where they usually play, a bar in a strip mall. They're dressed in matching white button-down shirts, black jeans, and white patent leather shoes, like the kind teenage boys wear for a quinceañera.
If you look good, you feel good, and if you feel good, you play good.
That's Danny Torres, the synth player. He and the band's co-founder both wear thick black glasses, so their name, Ocho Ojos, Spanish for eight eyes, came naturally.
We are Ocho Ojos. Are y'all feeling tranquis? Yeah. A huevo!
Tranquis, slang for chill. That's what this Spanglish-speaking crowd came here to do. Dance and vibe out to psychedelic cumbia. Ocho Ojos takes their cue from cumbia amazónica, or chicha, a style that originated in Peru in the late 60s and 70s. It's much more gritty and electronic than traditional cumbia, the folk rhythm that's played across Latin America. The band's vocalist, Cesar Flores, says some of their songs are about the local desert towns they call home.
Some of the tracks that we have are named after things that are, you know, from our community. Like, we have a song called Avenida 52. Avenue 52 is the street that goes from La Quinta all the way to the city of Coachella.
And their fans, like Antonio Duran, say they hear their own family's migration story in this music.
Our parents have worked hard for us to be where we are, to be musicians, to be artists, to be whatever the heck we want to be. And that is the most important part of being from Coachella, is that your parents paved the way.
And the huge Coachella festival that shares the same name as their city, bass player James Gustelum remembers being a teen unable to afford a ticket.
I would just stand outside of it and you could still see like some of the screens from like certain angles, like of the stages. So you could like still like hear and kind of see.
But this weekend, the band goes inside to play for tens of thousands of people. On stage, it will also be representing the rest of the Coachella community, says fan Max Lopez.
Nah, that's Bayou music right there. You know, like, they're listening to us. That's the beautiful part about it. We got one more. This one's called Cumbia de este Valle.
Ocho Ojos closes this set with a crowd favorite. It's an ode to the desert back roads, agricultural fields, and the Salton Sea. For Here and Now, I'm Marisol Medina Cadena.